sacred dates.
Sacred.
Sacred and
first. Krishna Basanta Panchami. In India, in Braja, everywhere, linseed
mustard
flowers,
mustard
oil,
mustard
oil flowers, yellow, everywhere. At that very day, in Vrindavan, in each and every temples, the dress of Thakurji is given yellow color, all, everywhere. And yellow sweets like peda and others, yellow paramanna.
Rice.
Huh?
Yellow rice.
Rice sweet also, rice. Paramanna also, khir.
Sweet also.
And other things are given to him, to Radha and Krishna. All the trees and creepers on new leaves, very soft, coming out, and old leaves
dropping,
going on.
Dropping down as before due to winter, now new.
And now today,
springtime.
The
blossoms, sprouts,
jaw, ki bali.
Yeah. The new jaw, barley is coming out from the plant.
The fruit,
sprouts are coming.
Of
yeah. Not sprouts.
Shoots.
Shoots.
New shoots.
Is given to Thakurji. And from today, holy kirtan
started.
Begins.
Braj.
Great festival everywhere. Today Vishnu Priya Devi Abhirbhav, birth of Vishnu Priya Devi. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first wife,
Lakshmi
Priya Devi, he left his body for the separation of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has went to East Bengal. She left her body. And now Vishnu Priya Devi, one very beautiful, teenage-aged, qualified girl, used to Ganges to worship. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a Nimai Pandit, Balok Buddha.
Nimai.
A student Nimai, he used to be there on the Ganges Ghat and used to tell all girls, oh, you should worship me. I am husband of Ganga.
Ganges.
If you will worship me, then Ganga automatically will be
pleased.
So you should worship. And those who will not worship, not giving me flowers, garlands and sandesh,
banana
and other things, then they will have old
husband.
And 77 co-wife.
Oh, co-wife. So they, out of fear, they used to worship Mahaprabhu. One day Sachi Mata, at the time of Ganges bath, she saw this very beautiful girl came to Sachi Maya and
did
pranam in the lotus feet of Sachi Maya. Sachi Maya was very attracted that this girl is very beautiful. If it will be married to my son, Nimai Pandit. Oh, very good. So he had a connection with a person who used to
visit
make
to arrangement for marriage ceremony.
Marriage.
They are called Ghatak. In Bengal, Ghatak.
Mediator.
They go to
different families.
Family and
family of
they
bride
get to
bride
also bride
and bridegroom, both
yes.
family.
Both
family,
family and contact.
Like
so she met them
qualify his,
and then
qualify his glory, glorify her glory.
The father of Vishnupriya Devi became very happy that this Nimai Pandit is very beautiful, very learned, and all he is very beautiful also looking, and high class of Pandit all give respect to him. Oh, you should sit on that. So it will be very good. It will be luck of my daughter that she will be married to that Pandit. Anyhow, marriage was done, and a very rich person, I don't remember his name, he gave all the
expenses
of this marriage. High class of marriage was done. Vishnupriya came. But in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to
Gaya
to give pin to for his father. In India, all go to Gaya to give pin for their dead parents and others. All
forefather.
There he did so, but he met a very renowned sannyasi, Ishwar Puripad, disciple of Madhavendra Puripad. And then he heard from him the glory of Krishna, and he was so attracted that he decided that he should be my guru. And then he told to Ishwar Puripad, O Ishwar Puripad, I am offering myself,
my
body, mind,
soul, everything on your lotus feet.
You should give me Krishna prem, that I should be liberated from this world and I will be successful in my life. Then Ishwar Puripad gave him Kling Krishnaya Dish Mantra. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became faint. And after that he returned back to, he was going to Vrindavan, giving up his family and everything. But sky voice came, O Nimai Pandit, you should return back to Navadvip. There are so many things to do, and after that you should follow your mother's advice as she will tell you should be. You are always in Vrindavan. Then anyhow he returned back. But now he was not that Nimai Pandit. He became a very high class of Premi Bhakta, always chanting Nam Hare Krishna. Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadavaya Namah, Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah, Gopala Govindaram Sri Madhusudan, Giridhari Gopinath Madanama. Always. Sometimes he used to dance, sometimes used to be rolling on the ground,
sometimes laughing,
sometimes weeping. In Bhagavata it has been said, एवं व्रतस्वप्रियनाम प्रत्याजातानुरागो
चित्तोच्चैःसततोरोदतिरोदगाय
उन्मादयति नित्यत लोके
सुन्नन् सुभद्रं रथाङ्गपानि जन्मानि कर्माणि जजानि लोके गीतानि दामान्तदर्थकानि
कर्मलज्जित विचरेद संग चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑब्ली इन दिस एंड ही यूज टू गो टू शिवा संगम देयर होल नाइट कीर्तन एंड also. So, when he used to come, not in his sense, anyhow Sachima used to give him prasadam and he used to take, but always in Krishna mood. Then, for long time, she has no talk with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya. No talk,
no discussion,
not darshan, not anything. Anyhow, she used to cook and Sachi Mata used to give him. And he used to take and then always with association of bhakti. After some time, he decided, oh, I should not be here. All are doing apparat to me, thinking that he is only the son of Sachi Maiya. They are not
understanding
my mood that I am himself Krishna. So they are. If I will take sannyas, then as a sannyasi, all will
do pranam
and they will be
excused.
Thinking so, one day, he went to village and he went to
milkman
here and there and collected some milk. And from Sridhar he collected a
Lauki.
And he did pranam to superiors and gave his
honor
to others and to friends. He
embraced each other,
embraced them and returned back in the evening and gave Sachi Maiya that dudh and
Lauki
and told that today you should make a lucky. Boiled
Lauki
in
milk
and some sugar and others scents are given them. Also it becomes very sweet and tasteful. Sachi Maiya did it and gave it to Thakurji and then Mahaprabhu took it. In the night, today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his wife,
Vishnu Priya.
And with his own hand decorated himself. At that very day in morning, Vishnu Priya went to take bath in Ganges. But she had a
heart wound by his big toe.
Injury in his
big toe.
And when he was
taking bath in the Ganges,
from nose,
ring drop in the water,
which
of
was
marriage,
from
marriage.
Marriage. And she was weeping, came in house and weeping, mother, very unauspicious day today. When I was going to take bath of Ganges, I had heart injury in my
big toe and blood coming.
And in the Ganges, I have lost my
nose ring,
which was from the marriage. So anything will be very auspicious. Was weeping. Sachi Maiya told, don't weep. You should Smaran Krishna, remember Krishna, all unspeciously go away. So now she is telling, oh, why my husband, from long time, he never talked with me, never she saw towards me, and today he is decorating himself.
Why?
Oh, something special
will happen.
I don't know what it will be. And then he gave betelnut in her mouth and talking very, very
pleasant.
Pleasantly, friendly, happily.
And after that, she wanted to be with him, but by his maya, yoga maya, she slept. And then Mahaprabhu saw towards her and left her forever. And was going to take sannyas in Katwa, crossing Ganga. Oh, on the gate her mother was, his mother was there, Sati Maya. She knew that he is giving up this family life and also to me. She became like a statue. No
tears even coming.
Tears in eyes. And she became like wood.
Wooden statue.
Chaitanya Maha. Why it became? By maya of Yogamaya. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
did
parikrama four times and took the fish dust and became Nirmohi.
Nirmohi.
Nishthur.
Like cruel hearted.
Very cruel hearted. Gave up everything.
Merciless.
Weeping, O Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? Without Krishna, my book is going
heart
to
is
be.
Broken.
And thus, in the midtime,
midnight,
in winter season, very cold, and he jumped in the Ganges. Ganges, they are very
wide
and full of water.
Waves.
And he crossed by
swimming.
Swimming. And he went thus to Katwa. And he took sannyas. In this world, a sadhak sees that this is my best thing, my dearest thing. He should give up for Krishna. Understand?
What is most dear to a sadhak? What is most dear to a sadhak?
Most dear for attachment. This should be given to Krishna. It should be given up. So Vishnu Priya was most dear and Mahaprabhu left. So for Krishna, if anyone does like this, giving up all relation, relatives, father, mother, wife, children, son, everything, oh, Krishna does not give up. He accepts Krishna. No. This is called sannyas, to giving up all relation attachment. So, Mahaprabhu left it. Once he went to Advaita Bhavan, Shantinagar. He met all, but only one was not there. Who?
Vishnu Priya Devi.
She knew that if I will go, he will not be happy. So he was here. Our mother and all, even dogs, what to tell persons and ladies, all went there. After some days, Mahaprabhu returned back. After sannyas, when he was going to Vrindavan, he came, Navadvip. All came to meet him. Only she was weeping and not came. Vishnupriya Devi. What Vishnupriya was doing at that time? Only weeping, and took some rice and Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. One rice, keeping here, washing from his
tears.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So, what hours and hours doing? What rice was there? It was cooked. She used to cook and used to give to Sachi Maiya to offer bhog. And Sachi Maiya used to offer bhog and then to bring. Then Vishnupriya Devi used to give all to Sachi Maiya. Sachi Maiya used to take some and he used to leave.
Remnant
for Vishnupriya Devi. Anyhow, she used to take it. Ishan Thakur also was given something and Vishnupriya Devi given something. In this way, she has also collected a wooden
Neem statue.
She bigra of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She used to worship them. In this way, she is the embodiment of
bhakti.
Prema Bhakti. So Vishnupriya Devi, Prema Bhakti. How she worshiped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting name, always weeping, in separation. A Jew should be like that. As Nirmam Nishthur, cruel as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give up everything, all wealth, all liberation, all his wife, children, everything, and all worldly desires. And then, for Krishna, sannyasi, Mukunda Sevan Vrat. Raghunandan Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami. You know about Raghunath Das
Goswami.
You Sankhepe bolo to Raghunath Das Goswami. Sankhepe.
Raghunath Das Goswami, your brother, his father and uncle, they are two. Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar. Both of them only one son and no other children. So he was very near and dear to his father and uncle. And they are very wealthy person. They are Jamindar, very big landlord. But Das Goswami, at this name was Raghunath. He, because his father used to honor the sadhus, saintly person, so Advaita Acharya used to come their house, especially Haridas Thakur used to come. He has get more association from Haridas Thakur. And his guru was Jodunandan Acharya, disciple of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So, by this way, he used to get some association, he learned so many things about Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. He always want to go to Mahaprabhu, but his parents, they always bring him to back by their guards, by their servants. One day, Mahaprabhu came. Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati, and he want to show the whole world, without the mercy of Gurudev, none can attain mercy of Bhagavan. So Nityananda Prabhu is undivided Guru Tattva.
he came in Panihati. So Raghunath Das Goswami took permission from his parents and uncle that Nityananda Prabhu has come, may I go for darshan? Well, yes, very good. They give some, send some guards with him. And seeing Nityananda Prabhu, he did pranam from distance, full prostration, because he was well known among all Vaishnava community, because Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar used to honor all Vaishnavas. So everybody know that he is son of them. So all told, oh Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath has come, Raghunath has come. Raghunath Prabhu not coming close to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda call him and told, Chora, Chora, you are thief, you are thief. And by force, he kept his lotus feet on his head. Whose lotus feet even Brahma and Shiv could not meditate on their hearts so easily. That lotus feet, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu mercifully kept on his head.
That's why he called him thief.
He kicked them also.
He kicked them?
No. Kept. And why he is telling thief? Thief means chore. Thief means if somebody's property without his permission you are taking away, then you are thief. Nityananda want to say that Mahaprabhu is my, his lotus feet is my property. Without my kind permission, how you can take his mercy? Not possible. Another meaning, by affectionate, he is telling thief, thief. Sure. Like Mother Yashoda is to tell Krishna, bandar bandho, chore, out of affection. So there are two reasons he told thief. Then I will give you punishment, I shall punish you. I have so many devotees, I have to feed them flat rice, have to arrange flat rice festival, chip rice festival. Then he sent message all villagers, they brought chip rice, milk, boiled milk, yogurt, banana, coconut, sandesh, so many things. And they arrange big festival. Whoever heard that Raghunath is arranging chip rice festival, they are all there coming, so thousand arrived there. And Simon, they arranged two types of prasad, one is with boiled milk, with flat rice, another with yogurt. Yeah. And then Nityananda Prabhu arranged two big pot and small mini-mall pots, it's called malsa, big clay pot. Then he offered and remembered to Mahaprabhu. If Nityananda Prabhu remembered Mahaprabhu, how Mahaprabhu can stay away from him? Mm-hmm. Mahaprabhu was at that time Jagannath Puri, immediately appeared there. Then two brothers, they are dancing, Nityananda feeding him, and he, Mahaprabhu feeding Nityananda Prabhu, both are dancing. Raghunath Das Goswami saw this scene, and so many devotees saw this scene. And Mahaprabhu going here and there, from each and every pot, he is taking prasad. After some time, he disappeared from this place and went back to Jagannath Puri. After that, he, Nityananda Prabhu and they distribute prasad. And after prasad, Raghunath Das Goswami give some donation called bhojan dakshina. If any saintly person came to householder house, they have to give some pranami. He did so. After that, he is always observing how to go to Mahaprabhu, how to go to Mahaprabhu. After few days, early in the morning, his Guru Jyotinandan Acharya came. Prior to that, they want to keep him in material life, so they arrange his marriage ceremony. The very attractive, beautiful lady, so matchless, beautiful lady. And but Das Goswami not living in that inner house, always living house, external house, where there's Devi Mandap, where people coming and going. His mother told to his father, better to chain him, iron chain. Mm-hmm. Then his father told that when there is a living chain, his wife could not chain him, how a lifeless chain can chain him? Mm-hmm. So then Jyotinandan Acharya came early in the morning and told Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath, my pujari ran away. So please go and tell him to take charge again of duties. So he came out with his Gurudev. Everybody saw he is going with Gurudev, no problem. After a little distance, told Gurudev, you can go, I'll arrange this. He went to his house and told, because he's son of landlord, they bound to follow his advice or request. Then he asked him to go and take charge again. And from there, he ran into Jagannath Puri. from that place by walking distance Jagannath Puri 1 month, and he give up that highway and he go through forest, and only 12 days he reached in Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, going there, only get some milk and some puffed rice. In 3 days he get some fruit from different persons. Arrive there. When he arrived there, he did sastang pranam to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told that Krishna is very merciful, then he, because he delivered for him the ditch of this material existence. And your parents, they are like worm of the ditch. Yeah, only Mahaprabhu can say, we cannot say this. This is practical for Mahaprabhu and say to anything to anyone. And Mahaprabhu has three Raghunath. One is Raghunath Bhatta, another Vaidya Raghunath, and Raghunath Das Goswami. So Mahaprabhu hand him over in the hand of Swarup Damodar. From that day, he famous by this name, that Swarup Raghu, Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. And he is serving Mahaprabhu through Swarup Damodar Prabhu. And Mahaprabhu being in Gambhira, he discussing so many Krishna's pastimes, so many things every day, every night with Swarup Damodar Prabhu and Rai Ramananda Prabhu. And Das Goswami eagerly waiting when Swarup Damodar will come, and he will ask him what is discussion going on today. Then he make note on his notebook. Every day is to write this. And which he heard from Swarup Damodar, it calls Swarup Damodar Karcha. Karcha means note from Swarup Damodar. And this is the main base of Chaitanya Charitamritam. After some time, Das Goswami asked to Swarup Damodar Prabhu, you want to ask something Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu, prior to that, when he came in Jagannath Puri, Sivananda and others used to come every year for Kart festival. Through them, Hiranya Govardhan Mujumdar came to know that Raghunath is there. Then they sent some Brahmin for cooking and some money. And Das Goswami used to maintain his life and used to invite Mahaprabhu twice a month from that money. After some time, he stopped this thing, not inviting Mahaprabhu anymore. Then Mahaprabhu asked his servant Govinda, why Raghunath not inviting me anymore? In more than 1 month. Then Govinda Prabhu told to Mahaprabhu that Raghunath idea is this, that Bishayir Anna Khaile Molin Mon Hoile Nahe Krishna Rasmaran, that if you take grain from materialistic person, whenever you take from others, their mood will be there, so your mind will be polluted. And then polluted mind, you could not remember Krishna. So everywhere you could not eat, and not by everybody's remnant, that eating the same hand again keeping, even same hand taking is not good at all. Like if you go ICU, they are allowed to even your feet, even shoes, you have to wash your hand, and you have to hygienic, then you can go. Same way you have to remember all these things for our prasad in our group also. Somebody's mood should not be go like this to others. So by this way, he is told that, so if polluted mind, then he could not remember Krishna properly. So he stopped to take their money from their parents and not inviting anymore. Then Mahaprabhu, how is maintaining his life? Then Govinda Prabhu told that he stand on the main gate of Jagannath Puri temple in Singhadwar, and whoever coming, they are giving some prasad, by that he maintaining his life. And Mahaprabhu used to go Jagannath Darshan every day. After some time, Mahaprabhu asked to Govinda Prabhu, I am not seeing Raghunath in the Singhadwar, how is maintaining his life? Then Govinda Prabhu told, Singhadware bhikshabritti besara achar, that Raghunath told that standing on the front of Jagannath Dev main gate, oh, he is coming, he will give me, oh, he is not giving, another will come give me, oh, he has not given, another will come and give me. Like Pingala Besa, prostitute Pingala, she is waiting that some man will come give me money. This is the profession of prostitute, so it is like same type. So I am not depending Krishna, oh, he will give, so this is like prostitute, so he give it up. This is not good. Then Mahaprabhu asked Sarva Goswami, how he maintaining life? Das Goswami, that in Jagannath Puri temple, they used to cook so much huge quantity of rice every day. And when they taking the rice water out, so many grains coming out with that grain and going store on a place. And then cows used to drink that rice water and some grains there. Even if rejected by cows, become rotten, not they are eating. Raghunath Das Goswami will go there early in the morning and collect and wash very nicely and then used to take. He Mahaprabhu came to know from Sarva Damodar Prabhu. One day Das Goswami was doing that and Mahaprabhu went there and told, oh, you are taking so delicious food and not giving me. He took by force one bite, then second bite Sarva Damodar hold his hand. Mahaprabhu is not good for you. It is suitable for Raghunath only, not for others. By this Mahaprabhu not Sarva Damodar not allow him to take any more. One day,
still
one bite he took by force.
One bite.
Don't take more.
No. Mahaprabhu did not allow him to take. Now one day, Das Goswami asked to Sarva Damodar Prabhu, I want to know some personal instruction from Mahaprabhu. And Sarva Damodar Prabhu asked to Mahaprabhu that Raghunath want to ask something, due to shyness is not asking, that why you bring him from his house? What is his duty? Then Mahaprabhu told, Bhalona khaibe ar bhalona poribe, amano manadhaya Krishna nam sadalabe, braje radha Krishna seva manase koribe. You should not dress yourself with royal dress and don't take so much palatable food stuff. And by mind you will serve Radha Krishna in braj. This is the process of our bhajan. What Mahaprabhu told to him. And sadhya sadhan tattva sikha iyar sthane, ami nahi jani yata iha tata jane. He is telling that about sadhya and sadhan. Sadhya means goal and sadhan means how to achieve that goal, that process called sadhan. You can know everything from Sarva Damodar. Mahaprabhu told, I don't know so much, he knows better than me. Why? Because Mahaprabhu is Vishaya Vigraha. And Sarva Damodar Prabhu is Ashaya Vigraha, is Guru Tattva. Guru knows better than Krishna how to please Krishna. So you learn everything from Sarva Damodar Prabhu. Hearing from Sarva everything, later on he composed Stavavali, Manasiksha, and Bilap Kusumanjali. So many stav in Bilap Kusumanjali. Stavavali means, avali means collective, stav of so many. And Govardhan Astak, so many things he wrote. And composed one book called Stavavali. After some time, Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, and after that, Sarva Damodar Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, all disappeared from this world. Then he thought, oh, what shall I do now? Then he thought, I will go to Vrindavan, and I will climb on the top of Govardhan and jump from there, or I will down in the Jamuna. Then he went to Vrindavan, and he met with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami knew his heart, he told to Raghunath Das Goswami, oh Raghunath, if giving life, then someone can attain Krishna Prem, then I can give up my life 1,000 times a day. Then he told his own life history. Sanatana Goswami told, when I came to Mahaprabhu, and due to so much different climate, so many allergy come on my body, and water is coming, Sanatana Goswami.
Yeah,
and Mahaprabhu by force used to embrace me. So I thought better I can give up my life under Jagannath card, then my life will be successful. Mahaprabhu knew this thing is omniscient and told, oh Sanatana is giving life under chariot of Jagannath, then I can give my life 1,000 times a day under Jagannath card. So to give up life is very easy. To maintain life for Krishna is very difficult. So when he told, then Das Goswami not giving his life. So according to the under guidance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, he did bhajan and he based Rupanuga in our Gaudiya line. After some time, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami both are disappeared from this world. as before when they are there, Braj was very pleasant, very cheerful, and he used to do bhajan in bank of Radhakund. When he was doing bhajan, one day Sanatana Goswami saw he was doing bhajan in hot summer, and Srimati Radha Thakurani came herself and put her veil on the top of Das Goswami. Das Goswami don't naturally observe so much in bhajan. So Sanatana Goswami came later and told, O Raghunath, we came to serve our Swaminiji, not to serve by her. So you were doing bhajan, and Swamini was covered top of her like umbrella. Then Sanatana Goswami arranged bhajan kuti for him to do bhajan to protect from sun and rain. And one day Sanatana saw that he is doing bhajan, and tiger and tigress came and drinking water in the middle, and they are drinking water. For this protection, he made bhajan kuti. And he was so much absorbed in bhajan. Rup Goswami, who used to write books, used to give him for reading. So one day Rup Goswami wrote something, he was full of separation. And Das Goswami using this and reading and weeping, paper began to melt. And whenever Rup Goswami asked, he never refunded. So Rup Goswami wrote one book, very small book, Dan Keli Kaumudi. Is so much laughing between Radha and Krishna, like Krishna is, Radhika came to for picking flower, Krishna by force, he put the branch down, then Radhika is picking, then he take his feet up, then Radhika goes up, then he's, oh, I am dying, dying, oh, Lolita Visakha, save me, then Krishna embraced all this pastime. So Rupa Goswami told, keep this book, I have to make some correction, and then later I give this and take this new one back. So reading this, he always laughing. By this way, his separation would subside. When Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami disappeared from this world, then he is telling, Sunnayate Mahagostham Girindraja Garayate Bhagratundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasame. Sunnayate Mahagostham. This Brajamandal look like zero for me, like barren land. Sunnayate Mahagostam Girindraja Garayate. This beautiful Govardhan, it seems like the big python on to swallow me. Bhagratundayate Kundam. Radhakund seems to be the mouth of a tigress on to swallow me. Why? Jivatu Rahitasami, because my protector, my mentor disappeared from this world. He's lamenting so much. For sadhakas, how to do bhajan? He gave one line in Manasiksha. Guru Goshthe Goshthalayesu Sujane Bhusuragane Samantre Srinamni Brajan Vajananda Sarane. By this way, he gives this line to us.
Then Raghunandan Thakur.
And Vishwanathachakra Thakur. Again, Vishwanathachakra Thakur also there today.
Raghunandan Thakur. He was associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Krishna Prem, when he used to dance, his ankle belt used to go
far away.
About 5 miles far away, and there big peat used to be done. I have seen myself,
Nupur Kunda.
I have gone.
Wow. Kunda.
In Bengal.
Is his village. And he used to worship Radha Krishna and on a tank, mane pushkarani.
Kunda.
Yeah.
There was a
kadamba tree.
Kadamba tree. Only two flowers he used to be there daily. And he used to pick up, and by those two flowers he used to worship Thakurji.
Every day two flowers will come.
He was very learned as a scholar, Acharya. Raghunandan Acharya. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tirobhav. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the Guru Parampara of Narottam Thakur. When he was a student, he used to go to Sanskrit school. At that very time, He has read Bhakti, Rasamrita, Sindhu, Ujjwal, Neelmani, Brihat Bhagavatamrita and all others.
He has read.
And in brief he composed Bhakti, Rasamrita, Sindhu, Bindu, Ujjwal, Neelmani, Kiran or Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Kana, three.
Bindu, Kiran, Kana.
Tin, Niye, Vaishnapana. Those who know all these three books, only they can know Bhakti, otherwise they cannot. So I have translated it in three books, in Hindi, and now English also.
All three you have done. Yeah, Kana and Bindu.
I have translated in Hindi.
Yeah.
And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, after studying, he became
detached from this world.
He was married. But he left his wife and all and went to Vrindavan. But his Gurudev told that, you should go to your wife and take permission and then come. Then he returned back to his village in Bengal, and whole night he was telling the
Harikatha.
Glories of Krishna and sweet pastimes of Krishna. And in the morning, he told that, now you should give me permission that I should go to Vrindavan. Then he was also renounced and happily allow him to go to Vrindavan. Then he returned back. He was a siddha, perfect. He was establishing Srila Rupa Goswami theory that Parkiya Bhav Upasana is best.
Krishna,
because Jiva Goswami has written in Ujjwal Neelmani Tika
commentary
that all the gopis were Swakiya. Radha Rani was married to Krishna. So he cut all the arguments. In Srimad Bhagavat, it has been written
in his commentary.
Pati sutan vaya bhratribandhavan.
Gopis
giving up their husband went to Krishna. Always meeting with Krishna. So he gave about 100
Praman.
Arguments points that they were. There were so many Jiva Goswami blind follower. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told the Jiva Goswami for unqualified person, he has written Swakiya, but his own opinion was Parkiya Bhav.
Because he wrote in beginning, Sechya Likhitam Kinchit, Kinchit Likhitam Parechaya.
So, some
being a disciple
blind followers of Swakiya Bhav, they became angry to
Vishwanath Chakravarti
Thakur. And they wanted to kill him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur daily going to Parikrama in the dark.
Vrindavan Dham.
Early morning.
In early morning, about 4. They wanted to kill him in a
solitary place.
They were following Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, 3-4 persons. When Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur entered in a very dark place where there was kunj and dark. So when he entered, they wanted to kill there. So but they saw not Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they saw a very beautiful gopi girl.
Teenager gopi.
They told, asked,
Lali,
have you
Lali?
Seen
Lali.
Chakravarti Thakur? He was going here, then he smiled only. And then
Now I am told I am coming from Jabot. My Swamini sent me to collect flowers.
I have come to pick up flowers.
My Swamini sent me.
And she smiled. And after that, they saw that, oh, he was turned into Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then when they saw that one, they flat on the lotus feet of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. At that time, some Sri Sampradaya persons, learned persons, and others in Jaipur, they told to king, Radharani was not married to Krishna. So why you have kept Radharani? You should give any
Praman
from anywhere Bhagavat that Radharani was married. So please take out Radharani and only Krishna should be worshipped, or Rukmini, with Rukmini. Then, and you should take my Harinam Diksha. Then the king
sent
his messenger to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
At that time he was
that prominent. You should come and discuss with them and defeat and save me. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he told that I cannot go. I am very old, and also I have taken
Chhatra Sannyas,
that I will never give up Vrindavan. So he sent his disciple and he went, and in a meeting he defeated all pandits. There is a place
Galtagadi,
and there he defeated all. And then they told that though you have defeated us, but we will not accept you Sampradaya, because you are not in any Sampradaya. Then he told that we are in Madhya Sampradaya. And then he told that, but yet you have no Bhashya of Vedanta.
Commentary.
Oh. Give me
Sruti, Smriti and Purani. Nay Prasthan, Sruti Prasthan, then you will accept as a...
Then Baldev Vidyabhushan took 1 day from them or 2 days.
No, 7 days he asked.
Seven. And then in one night he worshipped, he meditated Govindaji of Jaipur, and Govindaji told that I am
dictating,
you should write. And he wrote. And that is why his Bhashya is called Govinda Bhashya. He in that established the Govindaji with Radhika, he has proved. And thus he gave to Pandit Samaj in the Council of Pandits, and they were now bound to accept him as a Guru Parampara. And Radharani was kept up till now. Radha is there in Govinda temple. He has written so many stavs, he has written so many books, so many books. I have translated them about all. Some it may be not, but Madhurya Kadambini, Ragvartma Chandrika,
Bindu Kiran Kana,
Prem Samput,
Chamatkar
Chandrika, so many books I have. Very beautiful and interesting. Gaur Premanandi. Oh.